Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, the most popular 17th century music that came from the New World to Europe was usually based on dance types. Every emotion could be expressed through movement, from the shakona to the hakara. This week we'll look at New World dances. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
Sometime during the second half of the 17th century, Francesco Corbetta composed a chaconne for solo guitar. Arguably the greatest guitarist of the period, he based his composition on a model that was imported decades earlier from the New World. The chaconne, among other dances, inspired numerous composers well into the 18th century. Music from the New World took little time in spreading throughout 17th century Europe. Dance music was the most popular, and its champion was the guitarist. The Spaniard Luis de Briceño, who published a guitar tutor in Paris during 1627, was a particularly strong advocate. We heard the ensemble Le Poème Harmonique, directed by Vincent Dumetre, performing Briceño's La Grande Chaconne. The chaconne also arrived in Italy and took little time in getting its own national identity. Claudio Monteverdi was the first to give the bass line a distinct and memorable rhythm in his duet Zeffiro Torna. His contemporary, Tarquinio Merula, also wrote an equally memorable piece when he composed his own aria di chaconne, entitled Sulla cetra amorosa.
Thank you. You're in a car.
We heard the ensemble Antonello with soprano Midori Suzuki performing Sulla Cetra Amorosa by Tarquinio Merula. On Harmonia this week, we're listening to music inspired by Latin America in the 17th and 18th centuries. Spanish guitarists were particularly interested in collecting the most attractive dances from the colonies and incorporating them into their music, which resulted in a mix of African, Old and New World dances. Here's a set of jacaras and canarios from Santiago de Murcia, compiled around 1732.
Thank you.
That was a set of Jacaras and Canarios by Santiago de Murcia, performed by Baroque guitarists Paul Odette, Pat O'Brien, and Steve Player, harpist Andrew Lawrence King, and percussionist Pedro Esteban. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to 17th century music inspired by New World dances. With the publication of Luz y Norte in 1677, Lucas Ruiz de Ribayas sought to teach the art of the Spanish guitar and harp, two instruments which he played professionally. He included in his tutor dances taken directly from South America and Africa, with instructions on how one would play them on the guitar, harp, and even the keyboard. Thank you. That was the Harp Consort, directed by Andrew Lawrence King, performing dances from Ribaya's collection Luzzi Norte, Zarambeques, Chaconas y Marionas, and Zarabandas. Welcome back to Harmonia. Our focus this week is on dance music exchanged by colonial Latin American and European musicians in the 17th century. The folia, a dance of Spanish origin, seems to have been transmitted from Spain to the New World. Found in a number of Mexican manuscripts of guitar music, this dance was used by many composers as the basis for setting variations. Here's Folie d'Espagne by François Lecoq, performed by Baroque guitarist Taro Takeuchi.
Thank you. Thank you.
We heard a piece called Folie d'Espagne by François Lecoq, played by guitarist Taro Takeuchi. Our new release this week on Harmonia features the Baroque oboist John Aberger, principal oboist of the Tafelmusik Baroque Orchestra. The CD is devoted solely to the music of Johann Sebastian Bach and focuses on concerto arrangements.
Thank you.
We heard the Allegro from the Concerto in C minor after BWV 1060 by Johann Sebastian Bach from a new CD by oboist John Aberger, available on the Analecta label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.